Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our two topics today. Firstly, what we learnt in this positive earnings season. And secondly, our preview of Disney's results. So firstly, the lessons from first quarter earnings season. So we think improving earnings is the main driver of this nascent bull market. And we're optimistic as we enter the final stretch of US earnings season, with less than 30% of companies left to report. So far, the three US tech sectors, technology, communications, and consumer discretionary, have decisively led the 7% S&P 500 earnings growth. It's been a real feast or famine quarter, though, as this strong tech growth is compared to the 20% plus earnings declines from the healthcare and commodity sectors. Profits have also been helped up by easing inflation that's allowed profit margins to recover, and this has compensated for what is still a sluggish 3% top-line sales growth number. Other key highlights are that US GDP exceptionalism has driven domestic US company sales to be much stronger than the sales from overseas. Guidance, whether it's from Tesla or Meta, has also been absolutely crucial and arguably at least as important as the reported numbers. Whilst companies have been the most bullish on their conference calls, as they have been in 2 years, and analyst forecasts are continuing to rise. Our second topic is Disney. The 200 billion market cap entertainment giant reports results today, and it's arguably the highlight of the week. The so-called House of Mouse has had a strong stock price rally off its October low, but it's still down nearly half from its 2021 high. And the valuation still only around long-term average PE levels of about 20. Returning CEO Bob Iger has made quite a lot of progress with buybacks, with dividends, with the recent investment in Epic Games. And he's also most recently seen off the threat from activist investors at the annual general meeting. Focus in the results will be firstly on the parks business, which still dominates profits and will probably be held back a little bit by tough comparables and rising costs. The other big focus is going to be on the streaming business, which makes up about a third of revenues, but is still broadly struggling to make money. The focus there will be on easing competition, potentially, and the impact on subscribers of its recent price hikes. And then finally, keep an eye out for the struggling movie business, with an awful lot riding on its planned summer new release hits. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.